So, but maybe the two young ladies in the very back rows would have a better view if they came up at least two rows. I would feel better. I would feel like I wouldn't have to scream. You agree, Katie?
You have a microphone.
This is working out in my favor so much. Thank you, Ryan. Okay. No, it's fine. It was fine. I will just talk louder. Okay, so we all have our Bibles. We're all ready to go. We're set. We're ready and ready for me to speak. And Katie is going to open us up in prayer. Thank you. Amen. Yes, school is starting soon, huh? Woohoo! All right. So, all roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to Rome. It's an old saying, right? And I love old sayings. And it means what? Has anybody ever heard this saying? Yes. Yes, you're exactly right. Is the Roman Empire was famous for their roads, right? Nobody else has heard this saying before, though, right?
Nope.
All right, we're going to dive into this. So it was famous for the roads that it's built. You know, it all started from Rome, as Nick was saying, is that Rome was the epicenter. Of this. So they all went, and then the roads left Rome and went out to the regions, the far regions of the empire. So if a road starts here and goes there, if you're on the far end, where do those roads lead? Back to Rome, right? And why did they do this? What would the difference be, let's say, what's the difference between four-wheeling and driving on the freeway? Huh? It's a lot easier. What can you do? I mean, why is it easier? Yeah, and you could go a lot slower on the freeway, right? No, you could go a lot faster, right? So they did this so they could move quick and easy and able to move heavy wagons and supplies, and they wouldn't get stuck off-road. Yes, Gabby?
Yeah, but there could be a wreck and
then they'd travel for hours. There could, but back then, if there was a wreck, they'd push them off to the side of the road and they'd move them on. Right. Huh?
I was just saying, they didn't move it because it took up most of the road. Like the wagon
Right. Yeah, they'd have to move it, they'd have to go. So there'd be an advantage to the armies, right? Advantage to the armies because they'd be able to receive reinforcements quicker than if they didn't have roads. So this is the main purpose, plus moving people from here to there is a lot easier. Now, the old saying came about because of this. That is exactly right. Literally, in the ancient road, or the ancient world, sorry, that if you traveled far enough on a road, more than likely you would end up in Rome. However, the meaning of the saying is different. I mean, that's literally why that meaning came about, but the meaning of the saying is different. Anybody can guess what that meaning would be? Nicholas, because you're the only one who's heard it. That, I like it, yeah, exactly. Because in life, there are many, many different paths in life, right? You could, the paths can take you over mountains, they could take you through the depths and the lows of a valley, right? So life has a lot of different paths, but they all end up in the same point. Somewhere along the line, they're going to end up in the same place. Many roads in life will have intersections or forks in this road. You know, ending up with the ultimate, and then it'll ultimately end up with the split. A major fork, a decision that you guys will have to make. Let's turn to Matthew Chapter 7. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Excuse me. Ryan, can you read that?
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go by it, because narrow is the gate.
Choices. Choices on which paths to take, right? Choices on where we will spend eternity. It's the ultimate question, right? The Romans Road to Salvation. Anybody's heard of that? Sort of, kind of, a little bit. You've heard of Romans, and you've heard of roads, and you've heard of salvation, so you've kind of heard of it. Okay, so we're going to go over that. And it's what it is, it's a way to explain the good news of salvation. Using verses from the book of Job, right? Romans, more likely, right? Because it's Romans Road. Right? So, is using verses through the book of Romans. You know, it's a simple yet powerful method to explain why we need salvation, how God provides salvation, how we can receive salvation, and what is the results of our salvation. So, the first road sign we get to, we find in Romans 3, 3:23. Katie, can you read that? Because of the original sin, and who am I talking about when I talk about the original sin? Adam and Eve, right? Because of the original sin, we have entered into a fallen world. A fallen world. God created us to do good works, and He instructed us how we should live. However, we've entered into this sinful world, and the glory of God is so perfect that everyone, somewhere along the way, has fallen short. You know, it's so perfect, if we're going to compare ourselves to that glory, that no one is innocent. No one is innocent. There are some who don't want to realize or want to rationalize their sins. You know, my sin is it's so much smaller than the sin of my friends. But it doesn't really work that way. In Romans 3, actually, it's verse 9 through 18. Nick, can you read those?
9 through 18?
Yeah, 9 through 18. It's shorter than what it sounds like. So if we're comparing ourselves to the only one, and there's only been one, and there ever will be only one, who's never sinned, that's Jesus, right? No one can measure up. This collection, what Nick just read, was a collection of different verses throughout the Old Testament, but it gives us a detailed picture of what sin looks like in a person's life. The second road sign we run into is Romans 6, verse 23. Brendan, can you read that?
Romans 6, 23?
Yes. Here we find out the consequence of sin, right? For the wages of sin is death. Wages. So what are wages? Nick?
Price.
It's a price. It's price. Price. So, like, who here has a job? Right? Your wages are what you earn. That's your wages. Anybody's ever heard that term, right? So that's what you get paid. So that's what you earn. So these are things you earn. Our price for something, but that's what you earned. So we've earned death. And the death they're talking about is the separation from God. The separation from light, leaving only darkness. So let's say Katie and Ryan were speeding off to their jobs, right? They both get pulled over, both get speeding tickets. Oh, you guys are driving separate because you wouldn't both get speeding tickets. So you're both getting speed tickets. You're probably drag racing each other. Crazy kids. You both go before the same judge. You're both going through the same judge, and he takes a look at you guys, and he says, Ryan, you have to pay $300. Katie, just don't do it again. Is that fair?
Yes.
She must know you. Is that fair? Katie, is that fair? Yeah. Brian, is that fair?
Yeah.
Michelle, is that fair? No. Why would that be fair? I mean, unless for something there was an excuse or anything, but that is not fair. Let's turn to Psalms. Keep your fingers in Rome. Romans, because we'll be back. So Psalms chapter 7, verse 7:11. Sorry. Would you feel like reading, Gabby?
I got
lost. He's got. All right. Well, you'll catch up. Katie.
Oh my gosh.
it's a short one. Right. It is only fair if we go against the law, we get punished by the law. I know sometimes it stinks, sometimes you don't feel right about it, but if you speed, it's only fair that you could get punished by the law, right? It's only right. So, it's only fair if we go against God that we get punished by God. God is a fair judge, and wickedness angers him daily. But he's a fair judge, he's a just judge. He also offers a gift to all. This brings us to the third road sign. And that's in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Katie, can you read that? How would you know why I was going to do that? Ryan. Would you please read that?
But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
So Jesus died for you and me. He died for us, right? He put our death sentence on himself and paid the price. He paid for our sins. In his resurrection proves that his sacrifice was acceptable and paid for our sins fully. In 1 John, yeah. 1 John chapter 2, 1 and 2. Nick, can you read those? Yes.
My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
So, advocate. Who here knows what an advocate is? Ryan, you know what an advocate is, right? You know nothing. Katie? Stephen? It sounds familiar. Stephen? Gabby? Brendan? Michelle? Or do you have another answer, Nick? So somebody who speaks for you? Who signs for you? So, someone who publicly supports you. So, when it says publicly, when I say publicly, that means in front of everyone, in front of anyone, you know, important or not important, somebody who fights for you, a witness on your behalf. And who's our advocate?
Jesus
is our advocate. Right? The fourth stop on our Romans road to salvation, God bless you, is found in Romans 10, verse 9. 10, verse 9. Brendan? Yeah, 10, 9. Because of Jesus' grace, if we have faith on who he is and what he has done and what he's accomplished for our sake, we will be saved. That's what it's saying. We will be saved. Salvation is the forgiveness of sins. And it is available to anyone who trusts in our Lord and Savior, Jesus. In Romans 10, verses 11 through 13. So it doesn't matter who calls on him. If you call on Jesus, you shall be saved. The final road marker on our road to salvation is found in Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we will receive a relationship of peace, a relationship of peace with God. In Romans 8, verse 1, I know I'm going through a lot of verses. Romans 8, verse 1, Ryan.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
So no condemnation. So what does that mean? You know what this means, right? Nick. There's no wrath, right? There's no wrath. There's no punishment. There's no punishment for our sins. In Romans 8, 37 through 39, Nick, can you read that? Yes. So if we have the faith and trust in Jesus, his love will reign in us forever. Right? Nothing can change that as long as we remain faithful and trustful. This roadmap gives us the instructions for salvation. You know, I added some verses, but there's, I think, five verses. So we admit that we are sinners, because who's sinned? Everyone, right? Understand that as a sinner, we deserve what? Death, right? Believe Jesus died on the cross and saved you from sin and death. Repent by turning from your old life of sin into a new life in Christ. And receive through faith the free gift of salvation. Now, there's no special prayer to save us. You know, no magic words like abracadabra. There's not any specific prayer. You know, you don't have to pray a certain way as far as all, you know, $10 words. But you need to simply pray from the heart. And I don't know if you've ever prayed a prayer like this. You know, or you just feel like praying it again. Or maybe you want to pray for a friend. Pray for that opportunity for a friend. But if you want to follow along, and then maybe bow our heads, let's bow our heads. Dear God, I know I have sinned against you. I know that punishment that I deserve you took for me. You were beaten and hung on the cross for my sins. I could tell you, I could never tell you how grateful I am for you. Thank you for your grace and your forgiveness. I know you rose from the grave on the third day and gave me salvation. I place my trust in you and make you Lord of my life.